What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, 6 years strong, y'all, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about no contact, y'all. Updated version of no contact with a narcissist or toxic person. So before we hop into today's episode, y'all, make sure you subscribe to my newsletter, my email list, because I have a kid's book that is getting released in the next, it'll be out in the next couple of weeks. The final designs are in for it. Self-love courses coming out. I have a lot of interesting stuff, y'all. So make sure y'all join the newsletter. It's free. I don't spam you. Rabble. but yeah. So no contact with the narcissist, y'all.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
No contact. I have a lot of people that I talk to, y'all, that think going no contact, that don't want to go no contact with a narcissistic person because they don't want to hurt the narcissist. Going no contact, yeah. Does going no contact with a narcissist hurt them? Does it make them feel a certain type of way? Yes. If a narcissistic person is obsessed with controlling you and trying to control your life and things like that, yeah, going no contact and removing that control can absolutely make a lot of narcissistic people lose their minds. It just is one of those things. It can absolutely make them lose their minds. They will become super obsessive. The pain and the shame and things like that bubble to the surface, and they can lose their minds. Point blank, period. But no contact is not meant to hurt the narcissist, y'all. It's not meant to hurt them. It's literally, y'all, to help you heal. Talking to an abusive, toxic narcissist can't help you heal. I know people. I talked to a lady very, very recently, and she mentioned pain shopping. I was like, some people go shopping. You go shopping for pain by talking to narcissistic people. You see what I'm saying? She said that, like, yeah, some people do go pain shopping. It is a very unique thing. It's like looking for reminders of pain that has been caused, not reassurance of present behavior or safety seeking. So you go looking for pain. You know what I mean? Because narcissistic people, if you go shopping for pain with a narcissist, they're going to deliver. Sign, sealed, and deliver the pain that you're looking for. I promise you. No contact is to help you. You cannot heal in the same environment that made you sick. You can't fully heal. You can start the process, but you can't fully heal talking to your abusive person, because they're going to say something eventually that makes you, sooner or later, that changes your mind. They just are. They're going to wear you down. That's what they want to do. They want to wear you down, y'all. No contact. When you go no contact with a narcissist, the first thought is that you have somebody else. The first thought is that you have somebody else. Not that you're trying to heal, that you have somebody else, because narcissistic people, we're going to try to move on quickly. So we assume that you are. We're assuming that you're going to move on quickly. So that's the first thought. Who are they? You hope they treat you good. Hope they treat you better. That's why they start popping up at your house. That's why they become super stalkery sometimes and be in the bushes or driving by your house, driving by your job and stuff like that, watching you, putting trackers in your car. They lose their minds, y'all. But no contact is meant to help you heal. Of course, it's hard. Yeah, I know you hear some people say no contact is possible for everybody. It's very difficult to navigate when you have kids and businesses and things like that, y'all. That's what I'm saying, but like, it also, there's dangers in going no contact too, because sometimes if you go no contact and that person literally thinks that you're moving on to somebody else, even though you're just trying to heal, even though you might want to be by yourself, they can lose their mind, y'all. Like I was saying earlier, if you go no contact, you're not prepared to protect yourself and protect your safety, they could pop up at your house and send you to meet your maker. For lack of a better word, end your existence. So you want to go no contact, have safety plans in order, get cameras up, protect yourself. I don't know where you are, what country you're in, what state you're in. arm yourself if that's a possibility. Because some people, I'm just telling you, y'all, if I can't have you, no one will, is a real phenomenon when you're dealing with toxic, narcissistic people. It's one of those things that really does happen. If I can't have you, no one will. And they will take you out of here. They will send you straight to God. Do not pass go. Do not collect. Like, they, literally. Toxic monopoly. Narcissistic monopoly. Straight to God. No, do not pass go. You see what I'm saying? Just be very, very careful, y'all. Because no contact helps you heal. It's just like, it helps you relieve. It help, you know, and it's tough. It's super tough to go no contact, y'all. A lot of people are just like, just stop talking to them. Just block them. Y'all. That would be optimal to just stop talking to them and just block them and start the healing journey. But y'all, it's very, very difficult to go from talking to somebody every day for a year, 2 years, 3 years, 10 years, 30 years, 40 years. It's hard to go. It's understandably hard and difficult to go from building a family and doing things with somebody for 30 years and then not talking to them anymore. No contact is not easy, y'all. It's not an easy thing. You want it to be. You see what I'm saying? You want it to be. But it's not an easy thing because, like, yo, you've been through a lot. Imagine going 10 years. You've been 3,650 days of talking to this person, seeing this person every single day. Day one, no contact. No more contact, y'all. Put that into your head. And this is not me trying to talk you out of going no contact. This is me trying to help you understand that it's not easy and to prepare for because no contact healing comes in waves. Day one, no contact. You go from 3,650 days of talking every single day to imagine, y'all, never talking again. It's going to be difficult. Don't let anybody tell you or convince you that no contact is the easiest thing in the world. I went no contact and I just healed immediately. It doesn't work that way for everybody, y'all. Everybody's situation is different. Everybody's life is different. Everybody's scenarios are different. Everybody's healing is going to be different. So if you find yourself wanting to pick the phone up and call this person, text this person, that's understandable. Just don't do it. You know what I mean? And if you do it, day one, no contact. You see what I'm saying? Day one, no contact. You get like somebody need to come up with, I'm not going to do this, but y'all, somebody needs to come up with a no contact like chip to help people. You see what I'm saying? With people who are just like, oh, I got no contact, 30 days, 3 years, 4 years, no contact. But I just feel like 3, 4, 5 years, you might, you know, you be like, okay, I haven't talked to you. You might not be counting every single day. Yo, I ain't talking, oh, damn, it's been 5 years. You see what I'm saying? It might get to that point right there. But it's very difficult, like I said, when you have kids, when you have children, because, like, unless you have a third party sometimes there has to be contact. Even if you are parallel parenting, there has to be some like small form of contact. You want to keep it low. You want to keep the contact as low as possible. If they mention anything outside of having kids, outside of your child, outside of your kids, then you don't respond to it. Low contact. Low. You turn the volume all the way down. You put the volume down. You know, talking to somebody every day is like the volume of it is on 100. You want to turn the volume down. When you go on low contact because you have kids, the volume may be on 1 or 2. It's just like it's background. It's so low. You can't even use the music. The contact music is so low. You don't even know it's on. You barely even hear it. You're like, oh, the music playing. You see what I'm saying? It's basically no contact, but just only about the kids. There's no unnecessary contact when you have kids, when you have businesses and things of that nature. No unnecessary contact because, yo, it's tough. Stop letting people kind of try to convince you that healing is this linear, straightforward journey. It's not. There's going to be bumps. There's going to be bumps in the road. There's going to be a lot of different scenarios and a lot of different things that happen to you. They're like, it's going to hurt your feelings sometimes. You're going to be sad as hell. They're going to move on. You can imagine them moving on and treating somebody else better. You don't want to pick the phone up. You want to hear them say sorry. You want to hear them. You want to know that you mattered. You want to know that you mattered to this person. It's completely 100% understandable that you want to know that you mattered. But you matter to you more. Let you matter to you more. You know what I mean? Because in the mind of the narcissist, did you matter at a certain point in time? Yeah, you probably did, y'all. But don't let the fact that you probably matter to them for a while or a little while, whatever, don't let that deter you from breaking no contact. Because the more you break no contact, the more you feel like you deserve to just be in a toxic relationship. Like, well, I keep breaking no contact. I can't stop talking to them, so I might as well talk to them. No. Going no contact is like literally breaking an addiction. It's breaking an addiction to a person. It helps you break that addiction. It helps you kick that habit. It's got going, going cold turkey with a person. You know how people go cold turkey when they're trying to get off of cigarettes or they're trying to kick alcohol or some type of drug? You're kicking a person. You're kicking the habit of a person. You're breaking this addiction to a person. You see what I'm saying? Cold turkey with a person. Cold turkey and no contact with, you know, is not just for intimate partnerships, intimate relationships. You have no contact with no contact with your parents, your in-laws, your job, your boss, whoever it is, your coworkers, your best friend. You know me. one of my best friends. I had to go no contact with him in like February. And he like literally I had a narcissistic best friend, y'all. Surprise, shocker. You know me. Did me dirty. Did me super dirty, y'all. Super dirty. So I blocked him on everything. I went no contact with him. I ain't talked to him since what? February 13, 14, 15? It's when around that day. So I'm like six, seven months no contact. I've been losing track because I don't be caring. But I do care. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I do care. Because that was one of my best friends for like 5-6 years. And he stabbed me in the back. And try to ruin my platform. Try to take my platform down, y'all. One of my best friends, real life. Watch me build this platform from the ground up. Try to ruin it. Broke my heart. I had to block him. No contact. Block my other thing. It's crazy. It happens, y'all. It hurts. It sucks. So I know that pain. People are like, well, how you know how it feels to go no contact? Yeah, I had to go no contact with somebody. But like literally, my best friends. My ride or die. Had to block him and keep it moving. And it hurts and it sucks. It does. I'm be honest with y'all. It does suck. It does hurt. It does suck. But at the end of the day, I choose me 100 out of 100 times. I pick me 100 out of 100 times. Because my healing is more important than that friendship that I can't trust anymore. Because if they done you wrong before, they'll do you wrong again. If they done something horrible to you before, they'll do something horrible to you again. Especially if they're not working on themselves, y'all. Don't break no contact because with the hopes of them changing, with the hopes of them being better, with the hopes of there being giving them another chance, because you're gonna regret it, y'all. So many people regret breaking no contact, and there's so many people who waste their lives. You know, they keep breaking no contact so much they waste their lives, y'all. No contact means no contact, y'all. It means no contact is not ignoring their messages. No contact is blocking and cutting off access. No contact means no access. No contact means absolutely no. You don't have any access to me. Yeah, people can make fake numbers. People can make fake emails. You just keep blocking them. That's not breaking no contact. If they find a new way to contact you and you see it and you don't respond to it, block it. That's not breaking no contact. So now you got to keep blocking, y'all. Like I tell people, I've seen in movies where people are hacking through the forest, hacking through the jungle. You have to hack through a toxic jungle. This is a toxic forest. You got to keep hacking, 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 hacking. I promise you, you come out on the other end. It might take a little while, y'all. Write down what I call an ick list. Write down, Dr. Romney calls it the ick list too. I might have got it from her. I probably did get it from her. She has some good stuff. Dr. Romney has some good stuff, y'all. And I would love, like I said, people ask me, would I work with Dr. Romney? Yeah, I would love to work with Dr. Romney. But like I said, I also understand her platform, and I understand if it doesn't happen. Would I like it to happen? Yeah, one day I would love it to happen. But I also understand her platform, and she's got a platform of survivors and stuff like that. And I can definitely understand the people. She doesn't talk with me or work with me because her platform is catered, built around helping victims of survivors, and that might skew people's vision of her to work with a self-aware not diagnosed narcissist. So I get it. You know what I mean? I do appreciate her work. Yeah. So if y'all see Dr. Romney, just let me know. I do appreciate her work. She has some good stuff. But yeah, that's the way it goes though, y'all. But like no contact helps you heal. No contact empowers you. It's like working out. No contact isn't the end all be all, but no contact is like working out. It's like getting fit. It's like doing curls. You're doing no contact curls, no contact pull-ups, no contact push-ups. You see what I'm saying? Every day you get stronger. Every day you get stronger. Love you more. Write down the stuff, the ick list. That was what I was going about. Write down the bad stuff that person has done to you, and read it. When you want to break no contact, read that list of horrible stuff that they've done to you, horrible stuff that they put through you. How much time you feel like you wasted? I don't think you wasted time, but if that helps you heal, whatever helps you heal, y'all. No contact helps. No contact means no access. Blockity, blockity, block. Anyways, y'all, I don't let this video run on longer than I normally let them run on. I just, as I said, no contact is just such a touchy subject. Just be careful. Have your plan in order, y'all. Protect your peace. Protect your safety at all times. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, Mental Hill is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video, y'all. Thank you for watching all the way through. I'm eternally grateful for you. If you haven't already, you made it this far, you might as well go ahead and hit this subscription button, y'all. Turn on the notifications so we can reach more people. Help me reach more people and whatnot. The Self-Love brand is available as well. Link is in the description of every single video I do, y'all. I'm aware this is the I Love Me brand. The Self-Love Journal is also available too, y'all. I have a weekly newsletter that goes out as well. If you haven't, check in the Join the Channel memberships for some behind-the-scenes access and more perks and things like that, y'all. Thank you so much. Mental Illness is out. Peace.